At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, because I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, 'cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
I'm gonna try a newish one that I also just realized I didn't actually write down in my phone. I guess I did it the old-fashioned way, but we'll hope it's stored up here. My faith isn't large that's the case, but we'll find out. This is a more of a lighthearted tune, a little bluesy note, if you will. The song is called "Don't Be Sweet."
See that second smile glistening from across the room. Are you wanting a bite of me, baby? Like I'm wanting a taste of you. Don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. It's already such a struggle. Don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. You're gonna get us both in trouble, Lord. You're gonna get us both in trouble. Early in the morning, late at night, late afternoon delight. Once I started, Lord, I can't fight it. I hate to break it to you, baby, but you just ain't on my diet. Lord, don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. It's already such a struggle. Don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. You're gonna get us both in trouble, Lord. You're gonna get us both in trouble. Oh! Sneaking out late by the back door of the bar, trying to cut my cravings with a stolen candy jar. I came around the corner, I saw him standing there, leaned up against his road, still warm breeze in his hair. He said, "Hey mama, what you doing all alone? If I promise to be good, will you let me drive you home?" 30 minutes later, sprawled out on the kitchen floor, cursing on his name and then crying out for more. Don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. It's already such a struggle. Don't be sweet to me, honey. Don't be sweet to me, sugar. Don't be sweet. You're gonna get us both in trouble, Lord. You're gonna get us both in trouble. Ooh, you're gonna get us both in trouble. Look what you did. You went and got us both in trouble, Lord.
Something like that. Fuck it. need to learn how to play with a fucking pick. I can't.
This song's about to be about me and Josh Terry. He's about to get me in fucking trouble. So that song is about me and you. We're about to get in fucking trouble. I gotta remember this is recorded. Gotta be nice.
I'm waiting on a rainy day, praying for some love to come down. Sun's gonna rise, making plants go high, and the goodies gonna come out the ground. Cause it's got God in it. Friday night lights in Texas, both sides kneel down to pray. One's gonna win and one's gonna lose, but they're all gonna be okay. Cause they got God in it. Feels like hallelujah. And it kind of feels like home. When you know no matter what you do, you're never gonna walk this road alone. Wanna find grace? You gotta have faith. Lord knows the good Lord's willing. But nothing don't mean nothing if it ain't got God in it. Boy and a girl at a picture show, holding hands for the very first time. Someday they might take a vow with some family around and have a real nice life. If they got God in it, it feels like hallelujah. And it kind of feels like home. When you know no matter what you do, you're never gonna walk this road alone. You wanna find grace? Gotta have faith. Lord knows the good Lord's willing. Yeah. Nothing don't mean nothing if it ain't God. No, it don't mean nothing if it ain't got God in it. If it ain't got God in it. Family gathered round a bedside, for a soul is about to fly. Well, it's all gonna be okay someday. We'll be happy in the by and by. Cause it's got God. Yeah, it's got God in it. And it feels like a hallelujah. Like home, when you know no matter what you do, you're never gonna walk this road alone. You wanna find grace, you gotta have faith. Lord knows the good Lord's willing. Yeah. Nothing don't mean nothing if it ain't God. No, it ain't mean nothing. Ain't got God in it. If it ain't got God in it.
I'm being heckled from side stage. Y'all don't get to be privy to that shit, but good Lord. Well, since he's here, and since he's talking shit and he's here, I'll play the one other song that I wrote with the little asshole. Me and Dustin Herring wrote this song, and he always gets mad at me when I tell this story. Because he says that I tell the story wrong, but I'm going to tell the story how the fuck I want to tell the story. And he had the writing room booked that day, and I came downtown, and we get to the writing room, and we're there for like 15 minutes. And they're just like, y'all got to go. We're closing up early today. It was on a Friday. And so it was this old man with his fucking old dog, and he's just like, we got to go home. And so Dustin's mad. And Dustin's like, I've had this room booked and everything else. And like, we're drunk. And so we're trying to write this song. and they kick us out of the writing room. So then by the time we get to the second writing room, we're real drunk and we're mad because we got kicked out of the first one. So we go into this room and we weren't there for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then they're the same way. They're just like, no, we got to go. It's a Friday. It's early. We got to leave. And we had already had this good idea. Like, we already knew what was happening. We had met up at Losers before we even went to the writing rooms that day. And he was like, what are you trying to write about today? What's going on? What you been doing? And I was like, man, I'm just trying to get my shit together. And he goes, well, that's the song we're writing today. And so literally the third writing room, they're so nice to us. They rolled out the fucking carpet for us and they were like ready to like let us go downstairs in this little cave. And there was like leather couches and shit. And we had our Jim Beam and our guitar cases. And we were like, yeah, they finally get it. Like, we're finally in a room. We're going to finish this fucking song. And we get down there and they come down there and they're like, no, I'm so sorry, y'all. We're closing up for the day. Y'all got to leave. And we're just like, fuck, what is happening? This is not Nashville. We are trying to write a song. We've got a jam. They just don't even know. So they kick us out of the third writing room in one day. And so we go out to the back alley. If you know how Music Row works, there's this back alley that you can just drive down that they have all their parking lots in and stuff. So we're sitting out there drunk in the back alley finishing this song called Getting My Shit Together. My mom is so proud. But we finished it that day, and I was so excited. I was like, this is the best song we've ever written. This is the best song ever. It's only been cut by me, and it's not been released. But it's still one of my favorite songs, and that story, even though if I tell it wrong, he always tells me that I tell the story wrong, and I'm like, Porter, it's fine, and he's like, I'll always love you. I know, he loves it. So this is Getting My Shit Together, 34 years old, still working on that. So here we go. If this relates to you at all, Taylor, I see you.
Ain't been to church in 2 months of Sundays. I guess the sad and lonely only happens to me. And I know you're so damn tired of hearing sorry. And your well is done run dry of sympathy. When I get to drinking, oh, you know how I get. But I mean every single word I said. And I'm getting my shit together. That you knew I'd cross before that ink had ever dried. And the picture that you've painted without me is clear to see. Hell, I'm getting my shit together. But you walked out on me. Been trying to pick up all the pieces. If I could, I know they'd fit all wrong. Oh, and even if I put us back together, the hard, cold truth is you would still be gone. 'Cause when I get to drinking, oh, you know how I get. But I mean every single word I said. And I'm getting my shit together. I'm walking all those lines that you knew I'd cross before that ink had ever dried. And the picture that you've painted without me is clear to see. Hell, I'm getting my shit together. 'Cause you walked out on me. And I'm packing up the rest of what I own. 'Cause you left everything that you don't want. And I'm getting my shit together. I'm walking all those lines that you knew I'd cross before that ink had ever dried. And the picture that you've painted without me is clear to see. Hell, I'm getting my shit together. I'm getting all of my shit together. 'Cause you walked out on me. I'm getting all of my shit together. 'Cause you walked out on me.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much for listening. It means a lot whenever we're up here, like, just playing shit that nobody gives a shit about, and y'all actually shut up and listen. It really does.
Huge,
I appreciate it.
Huge. Brianne Young, everybody. Y'all give it up. My name is Carlo Griffin. This is going to be my last song, too. Thanks, Josh, for having me out. It's been fun.
Thank you,
I'm
Josh.
I'm gonna go out the way I came in with a sad song. This song is called God Knows. Careful with him, he's got knives and a smile. He'll invite you in, ask you to stay for a while. And he'll cut you long before you realize you're bleeding. When the lights are getting dim, your world is getting small, you'll see it. Shadow of him cast across the wall 10 feet tall. Come to do some redeeming. Well, he's got lots of lovers, he's got lots of friends. Most of his enemies came from somewhere within. Maybe you can change him. God knows I tried. I met him in the summer, my 22nd year. Something dark filled his eyes, but he was grinning ear to ear. God, he was beautiful, standing tall in that warm Virginia sun. Oh, and for a while it was a movie, it was a love idealized. For a while I was the winner, then I was a consolation prize. For the nights I couldn't find a better distraction. Oh, well, he had lots of lovers, he had lots of friends. Most of his enemies came from somewhere within. Maybe you can change him. God knows I. So he still got that 69 Chevelle, that scar on his right hand, a chip on his shoulder as I lay dying on his nightstand. Oh, take a note here, darling, my memory serves well. Apologize if I overstepped my bounds. He was something to me then, don't mean much.
much to me now. This is just a warning. Go on and do as you please. Just know that he's got lots of lovers, he's got lots of friends. Most of his enemies came from somewhere deep within. Maybe you can save him. God knows, God knows I tried.
Come on.
Thank you.
Wow. My name is Dave. Thank y'all for listening. None of this feels right. Well, this feels weird all of a sudden. Now I'm nervous and I can't catch up to myself.
You're nervous?
I think I got it. Hard-headed heart. That feels like me. Yeah, here I am again, standing at your door. I don't even know why I come around anymore. What good that we had by now's good and gone, but there's some part of me that can't seem to move on. I must be the biggest fool to keep chasing after you. And I know better by now, but I've got a hard-headed heart. It's as dumb as they come, it keeps falling for you, thinking you're still the one. It just won't give you up, cause it can't seem to see all that sometimes lonesome ain't the worst thing to be. Tried to let you go, but it won't let me. Hell, I wish it would just break already. Damn hard-headed heart. Hard-headed heart. In this on again, off again thing that we got won't end like the movies. So why can't we stop? Yeah, you call, I come running right back to your arms. Oh, my head tells me not to, but the part of me that wants you is his hard-headed heart. It's as dumb as they come, it keeps falling for you, thinking you're still the one. It just won't give you up, cause it can't seem to see all that sometimes lonesome ain't the worst thing to be. Tried to let you go, but it won't let me. Hell, I wish it would just break already. A damn hard-headed heart. Yeah, well, who am I kidding? I know I ain't winning this war. That's why I'm standing at your door with this hard-headed heart. Just break already.
Thank y'all for listening.
My goodness. If you've never listened to my show, I get in trouble a lot for shit that I say that probably y'all want to say. A lot. If this right here don't prove you that the best music going ain't on fucking country radio, I don't know what else does. This whole fucking round and everything we've done tonight, the best music in Nashville ain't on country fucking radio. I don't care what anybody says. I want you to give it up for each one of them right now. Miss Brianne Young, Carlisle Griffin, Mr. Dave Finley. We got one more. And before we get really weird, and I probably piss a lot of folks off at the end of the night, let's get a shot of tequila, everybody. Hey, y'all know how they say you save the best for last? We didn't. They're not bad. Don't get me wrong. These are two good Christian boys. I'll let you figure out which one's a piece of shit.
Me.
Who? Anyway, real quick before we do this round, because I'm probably going to be incoherent by the time we get done. This has been brought to you by the Josh Terry Podcast. If you can't tell, I'm Josh Terry. Top 1% show in the whole world, and it's only because of you guys listening to it, sharing it, and all that shit. So if you're an artist and you'd like to be on the show, if you're a social media personality, please hit us up. We do this once a month here at Live Oak. If you're an up-and-coming artist and you're trying to find a way on a stage in Nashville, please message us. We would love to have you. RaisingGraceStudios@gmail.com. Everybody up here means a whole hell of a lot to me. Each one of these guys is like my little brother. One might have tism, the other two might not. Once again, you figure out who the fuck it is. But all these guys are young. They're all under 25. I try to find the artists that actually do country music. And if it's not exactly country, it's got some depth to it. It's real music. They're putting their heart and soul into what they do. We don't have just because you got a big fucking following on social media, we don't just put you on the show. Because followers don't mean talent in my mind. So I want to introduce you to Mr. Cole Goodwin. Little Skinny. All right, y'all ready? I'm going to say your name, bitch. And David McMahon. All right, y'all give them a round of applause, and let's have a good time. Thank y'all for being with us for the past 6 hours, by the way. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh. I'll start it. I ain't bashful. Again, folks, yeah, like Josh said, my name is Cole Goodwin. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. Josh, thank you for letting me hang out with you. Thank y'all for letting us hang out with you. This first song is a song that I wrote with a buddy of mine named Will Mosley. Last time we were up here in town together, and this was not the song we intended on writing that day. I came in with an idea, and we finished that idea. And there were some people there at the house, and they were going to eat supper. And they said, "Will, are you coming with us?" And he said, "No." And she made a joke and said, "Well, how are we supposed to get married if you won't come eat dinner with me?" And he said, "Baby, you go on out." He said, "I'll be here when you get home." And we kind of looked at each other and went out on the front porch. And we wrote this next song in about 25 minutes. It's called "I'll Be Here When You Get Home."
See, you're going out with friends for a girl's night out, and I'm sitting here alone, just laying on the couch for the fifth night straight, getting used to the quiet round here. You might make it home while I'm still awake, or I might not see you till the very next day. But you don't seem to care, so I don't know why I'm still here. But I feel the leaving my mind. I reckon you got me this time. I can't think of a thing you could do to run me on. So baby, go on. I'll be here when you get home. Got the TV muted, but it's playing our show. A little Wedley side B on my radio. My phone in my lap, waiting to see your name. Well, the dog started growling when you walked in the door. He didn't even know who you were anymore. And I just think it's crazy. Me and him both feel the same. But I feel the leaving, leaving my mind. I reckon you got me this time. I can't think of a thing you could do to run me on. So baby, go on out. I'll be here when you get home. Oh. Baby, go on now. I'll be here when you get home. Oh, baby, go on now. I'll be here when you get home.
Thank you.
Way to start off, Cole. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow that.
Thank you, man. You...
Appreciate it. I'm going to do, I think I'm going to do my last single. Since you started off with the sad songs, I'm going to keep them rolling. This one's called Just Leave. I wrote this one a couple years ago all by myself on this one. But, this one's called Just Leave. Go look it up. Spotify, Apple Music, LimeWire. You could probably set it as your profile song on MySpace or AOL, something like that. But yeah, it's out everywhere. Y'all go check it out.
You told me that you love me. Man, you really played the part. Like an NASCAR pace car, baby, you let me on. Little did I know that race would end. I had a broken heart, and now the only thing that I need from you is to be gone. So just leave, pack up your shit and hit the door. You made it clear that you don't want me anymore. I'm done playing your games. I ain't worried about a text from what's his name. Yeah, the only thing that you can do for me is just leave. You say you're out with the girls, but I know the truth. You may have your friends fooled, baby, I won't play dumb for you. So just leave and pack up your shit and hit the door. You made it clear that you don't want me anymore.
ecstasy. Sick and tired of the lies and all the pain that you've caused. Your damn selfish ways and you're blind to it all. So just leave. Pack up your shit and hit the door. You made it clear that you don't want me anymore. I'm done playing your games. I ain't worried about a text for what's his name.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Live Oak, how the hell we doing tonight? Josh, I love you, brother. Thank you for having me. So again, my name's Little Skinny. No, I'm not a rapper, but I'll play y'all some country music here. Wrote this one with my good buddies Brandon Kenny and Dan Isbell. Goes like this. Well, I'm 5 shots in on that whiskey pistol. I'm working on another round. It's 2-for-1, Kentucky ride. It's 3-to-1. Girls and guys, I had one. Get me on the signs. I might take her home tonight, 'cause I'm 5 shots in on that whiskey pistol. And I'm working on another round. Well, I'm 1 eye closed down that single barrel. I still ain't knocked your memory down, yeah. I ain't sure what I'm trying to prove. Still taking name, that old 90 proof. Well, it never does what it's supposed to do. I'm quick on the draw, but I always lose. And I'm 7 shots in on that whiskey pistol. And I'm working on another round. Well, I'm done, I closed down that single barrel. I still ain't knocked your memory down. Yeah, it's knocking out. Well, trouble is as trouble does. First sight of you, I should've run. Trying to move, turn me to one. Fool on a stool and a snake old buzz. And I'm 9 shots in on that whiskey pistol. And I'm working on another round. Well, I'm 1 eye closed down a single barrel. I still ain't knocked your memory down. I still ain't knocked your memory down. Mm-hmm.
Yes, something sir. Like that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Again, folks, my name's Cole Goodwin. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And it's a long ways from here. But in Savannah, we've got a downtown, and we've got this thing called River Street downtown, and it's right on the Savannah River. It's beautiful, and a lot of trouble, a lot of fun down there. And this has been February of 2023. I was playing a little acoustic gig down there. It's a place called the Shrimp Factory on River Street, and I was looking forward to getting done at 9 o'clock and getting in bed early at a decent hour. And about 10 minutes before I was supposed to get done, a buddy of mine showed up, and that particular buddy is not a fan of getting in bed at a decent hour, and he likes to have a good time. And by the time he showed up, a group of girls from Gainesville, Florida walked in, and one of them was wearing a pink dress and a big, sparkly 21 sign around her neck, and any single 22-year-old at that time knows that that's nothing but trouble. And my early night turned into hanging out with them till about 4:30 in the morning, listening to old Jason Aldean records on River Street. And never heard from them again, which is probably for the best. But I wrote a song about it. It's called Man, I Was Crazy. I hope y'all like it. It's a true story, top to bottom. Every time I hear old Aldean, it takes me right back to River Street. Well, February of 23, she was turning 21. She said she came from a little town a few miles east of Gatortown. I did my best to show her around that downtown setting sun. Then we slow danced and she leaned in and kissed my lips, and right then I was falling fast for a girl from cross state lines, roping me in with them pretty blue eyes, blonde hair and a pink dress with a cowgirl hat, wearing her 21 sign. I still remember telling her how I feel, 'cause in that moment it felt so real. Praying, Lord, let the good guy get the girl. But man, I was crazy. I still remember the walk back to where I parked. I was holding your hand and you were stealing my heart, kissing under every red light on Bay Street, believing everything you were saying, like maybe we can make it work for a few short weeks. That 3-hour drive ain't as far as it seems. Well, baby, I can be there in 2. Just thinking about holding you, I was falling fast for a girl from cross state lines, roping me in with them pretty blue eyes, blonde hair and a pink dress with a cowgirl hat, wearing her 21 sign. I still remember telling her how I feel, 'cause in that moment it felt so real. Praying, Lord, let the good guy get the girl. But man, I was crazy. So crazy. Then I was driving you back to your hotel room. You were singing along to Even If I Wanted To. Swear I felt I'd known you half my life. Then I pulled in the lot and we said goodbye. You promised to see you again sometime. Then you walked on in them doors and out of my life. So I guess at night I was falling fast for a girl from cross state lines, roping me in with them pretty blue eyes, blonde hair and a pink dress with a cowgirl hat, wearing her 21 sign. Still remember telling her how I feel, 'cause in that moment it felt so real. Praying, Lord, let the good guy get that girl. but man, I was crazy. Yeah, man, I was crazy. Every time I hear Old Al Dean, it takes me right back to River Street.
Cold going, y'all.
Thank y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I should have volunteered to go first. I don't have to follow you.
Shut up.
So I wrote this song, I don't know, maybe a month ago, if that, but it's hardest song I ever wrote on guitar, so super hard to play. So if I mess up the guitar, I'll just ignore that. You know what I mean? But yeah, this one's called Then There's Me. So it's, I don't know, just kind of a, I guess, based it off a past relationship that I had not too long ago. And it's just what kind of man you feel like you fit in a girl's life cycle of all the exes and everything she's been through. So yeah, this one's called Then There's Me. She dreams of a man that her mama told her she deserves. One who ain't nothing like the man who kicked her and her mama to the curb. She ain't got time for games, and she's done being played, she's done taking names. There's a man who had her first, swore she was his last, but he left her high and dry. There's a man who was her everything, love at first sight, but the timing wasn't right. There's a man who picked up all the pieces, made her the love of his life. There's a couple in between, didn't mean much of anything. And then there's me. Damn good man, one her parents bragged about. Now they got something else to say. Told her she was the one. Talked about names for our kids we would have someday. Then I changed my mind. Instead of explaining my whys, laid in a bed she didn't make. There's a man who had her first, swore she was his last, but he left her high and dry. There's a man who was her everything, love at first sight, but the timing wasn't right. There's a man who picked up all the pieces, made her the love of his life. There's a couple in between, didn't mean much of anything. Then there's me. There's a man who had her first, swore she was his last, but he left her high and dry. There's a man who was her heaven.
mean a goddamn thing. And then there's me. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
All right, y'all. So this next song I'm going to play for you. Some people know this, some people don't, but I'm originally from Nashville, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And moved out here to chase a dream in Nashville, Tennessee. So this song's about my story. Comes out next Friday. Y'all go check it out. Go pre-save it and all that good shit. This one's called From Nashville to Nashville. No stopping lights, only stop signs. Population 4109 says, welcome to Nashville, Nashville, Arkansas. I got a guitar and the stories I tell. Say that tip jar's a wishing well. You can't have dreams that big in a town that small. But my Friday night light with neon signs over an old wooden chair. Took 21 years, two tanks of gas to get me there. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and one six string. No, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. From Nashville to Nashville. No sunshine, only Broadway lights. Run on fumes on a Wednesday night, saying, welcome to Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. Pay my dues, barely paying the rent. About to break like the strings I've been. Trying to change the world, for it changes me. But I laughed when they said I'd only last 2 weeks. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and one six string. No, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. From empty bars and sold out crowds, fitting in and standing out. Still breaking in these boots I'm trying to fill. I ain't saying I made it, but tonight I made it. From Nashville to Nashville. Well, here's my folks and the folks back home. To sit I would, to sit I won't. And those along the way, they're trying to stop me. Well, that's what got me. From Arkansas to Tennessee, 500 miles and one six string. You don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. From empty bars to sold out crowds, sitting on this stage right now, still breaking in these boots I'm trying to fill. I ain't saying I made it, but tonight I made it. From Nashville to Nashville. Hell, if I ever make it, I'll tell them I made it. Nashville, Nashville. I love you guys. Thank you. Love you, Josh. You fucker.
Cool. Man, that was great.
Thank you, brother.
Had to catch my breath.
This next song is actually a brand new song, and when I mean brand new, I mean like wrote it last week. But I think everybody's been here before. It's called Moving On Again. I hope y'all like it. Hope I remember it.
Baby, I won't be here in the morning when you wake up. And I won't get to see you putting on your makeup when you're rushing out the door to hit that coffee shop before you get to work. Don't want you thinking it's all you, 'cause girl, it ain't. Just seems lately I got too much on my plate, and you don't deserve anything less than all I got to give. So let's chalk it up to this. We had a fun few good months, and I learned all there was to know about you and how you think, the things you've seen and all your favorite shows. So why would I ever leave something you and me thought would make it in the end? Well, timing ain't ever been my friend, so here we are moving on again. Still take that county road right by your house whenever I get the chance. And I think about how I spun you round that hardwood floor and dance. But it ain't fair to you for me to keep you around while I'm away. So all I got to say is we had a fun few good months, and I learned all there was to know about you and how you think, the things you've seen and all your favorite shows. So why would I ever leave something you and me thought would make it in the end? But timing ain't ever been my friend, so here we are moving on again. Here we are moving on again. Ain't fair to you, ain't good for me. Well, maybe one day down the road we'll look back and see that we had fun, a few good months, and we learned all there was to know about your friends and my old band, and that time you caught my show, and why I'd ever leave something you and me thought would make it in the end. Well, maybe one day when we're friends, and we ain't moving on again. Right now I'm moving on again.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.
Good one, y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all gonna make me dig out some rock songs or something. I ain't gonna play country next to y'all no more. I wrote this one a couple weeks ago. It's got a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of country, a little bit of both in there. This one's called Keep the Change. There we go.
Like you're folding till you look at the ground. Then you realize just how far you can fall down. The summer sky holds a lot of truth, but it's lying to me while you're lying to you. And I ain't asking for a different version of you. Just wish you could see it through my point of view. The way you try, the way you hide feels like one.
all different now. The butterflies have flown away. And I told you all the reasons that I wouldn't stay. You had to learn the hard way that love ain't a game that you can play. And I ain't asking for a different version of you. I just wish you could see it through my point of view. The way you try, the way you hide feels like one in the same. And I'll give up and give you my heart if you keep the change. If you keep the change. If you keep the change.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to keep it on all new ones tonight. That's cool. Been writing a bunch of them, so this is all songs I've written the last couple weeks besides Nashville. But I wrote this one with some of my favorite guys here in town, Mr. Dan Reed Isbell, and I was going through a relationship at the time, and, you know, things were getting tough, and I'll never forget the words she said to me, so I wrote the song about it. This one's called Willing to Work. Couple acres on the edge of town, couple rocking chairs, watch the sun go down, couple barefoot babies run around with the creek running through the backyard. We both know it don't grow on trees, ain't no trust fund coming to me. I got an overtime check coming on the 13th. That's a pretty good place to start. And willing to work, build your dreams from the dirt. I find a way, girl, whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do. And honey, when it comes to you, I'm willing to work. Put this love of ours first. Take these hands to the bone, riding in stone, show you what you're worth. Oh, I'm willing to work. Made you a promise from the very beginning. Swore I was all yours, and girl, I meant it. If love was easy, everybody'd be in it. And here we are this far, and I'm willing to work. Built your dreams on the dirt. I find a way, girl, whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do. And honey, when it comes to you, I'm willing to work. Put this love first, take these hands to the bone, Ryan Stone, show you what you're worth. I'm willing to work. Come on, son. Come on, kiss yourself. I'm willing to work, up on writing stones to you what you're worth. But when they lay me down 6 feet in the dirt, oh, I'm willing to work. Thank y'all. Appreciate you.
Come on.
Cool. Before I play my last one, Josh, thank you so much, dude. Per usual, man. We love you. Thank you for having me. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. Again, my name is Cole Goodwin. I appreciate y'all listening to what I had to say tonight. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok now. I'm getting better at it. Under Cole Goodwin Music. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere you find your music, I'm there. And this next song is the third track on the EP that I put out titled Soon Enough back in March of this past year. And this song did the best numbers-wise on that. And it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It's called Picking You Up. I hope y'all like it. I've been punching the clock week after week, working the soles off of the boots on my feet and missing you. Wish I was kissing you. And we did what we did and we tried what we could. I guess you could say just can't turn out good for everyone. But I thought you were the one. Now I'm down looking to drown what's in this cup. But I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat-up truck with the windows down, an older road and a little hay. Solo cup with a moonshine drink. I'd give anything to see you smile. Just pull over and dance for a while and the headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. Pick up my head and put on some grin. Town, a buzz on the town with my friends and drink a few. But I'd still think of you. I'd still be trying to kill what's in this cup.
That's right.
Cause I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat up truck with the windows down and no dirt road and a little. Solo cup with a moonshine drink. I'd give anything to see you smile. Just pull over and dance for a while. And a headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. I wish I was picking you up. Well, it is what it is, and we ain't what we used to be. But this barroom bar stool ain't where I wanna be. Unless it's a live oak on a Wednesday night. Cause I wish I was picking you up to go riding around in a beat up truck with the windows down, no dirt road and a little hay. So low cup with the moonshine. See you smile, just pull over and dance for a while, and the headlight glow to the radio falling in love. I wish I was picking you up. I wish I was picking you up.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Cole Goodwin, y'all. Come on. What a banger.
What a
Thank
song.
You so much. God bless y'all.
We're doing something slow. We're doing something fast. What y'all boys feeling? What y'all want to hear? Cole, you got one? You want a fast one?
Yeah. Played all slow songs.
Yeah, I reckon so. Y'all all right with a little rock and roll, a little heavy song? Okay. This one with Mr. Jordan Centers and Alan Richardson. Wrote it a couple months back. This one's called Stay. It's a little heavier. I ventured off from my countryside and went to a little bit of heavier rock and roll with it, kind of like the Hardy style type stuff. But yeah, that's what I grew up on. That's what I like. I like the heavy stuff. So yeah, this was a little heavier, so y'all bear with me. But this one's called Stay. Tells you you do. I don't care where you go, but I know I'm tired of waking up next to you. Why don't you fucking stay the hell out of my life in my head? Stay in your delusion when you ain't the one to. Thank y'all live over coming out tonight. My name is David McMahon. Yeah. Thank y'all so much.
All right, y'all. It's going to be my last one. My name's Lil Skinny. Thank y'all. Josh, I love you, brother. Yeah. This one's my last single we just put out. So y'all go stream it and go check it out. This one's called Red Dirt of a Black Tide. I take a Friday night on guitar for a while over a downtown rooftop jive. I take a cold cruise night, think off in a holler over your overpriced wine. I take a Daisy Duke down over runway miles, any night day of the week.
These scuffed up boots ain't planting no roots in these concrete streets. I see red dirt over black tie. I see crawfish over gavion. I take a rolling muddy Missouri River over your brand new clear blue bouillon. So I'm out there, wild air, lost where don't care, race on the southern rock. Surrender, oh, black tie. I take a hometown on her way out in the country, sing her little feet song. Took a jug line fishing, now the shooting star wishing. Never ever take her back home. I'll take you red dirt over black top. I'll take crawfish over caviar. I'll take rolling muddy Missouri River over your brand new clear blue bouillon. So I'm out there, wild air, lost bear, don't care, race on the southern rock. And I'll take red dirt over black top.
Hey!
Come on. My, my, you come looking for my sonny, I bet hard to find. The dolphin, the kazoo, back in the pines. The thing I'm ever changing, leaving his way out behind. But he lost your mind. I see red dirt over black time. I see crawfish of a gavion. I take that rolling little Missouri River over your brand new clear blue bouillon. Well, I'm out there, wild air, lost bear, don't care, race on the southern rock. Not to hear red dirt over black time. Well, I've said I'm out there, wild air, lost bear, don't care, southern by the grace of God. Not to hear red dirt over black time. Over black time.
Woo! Have y'all had a good time tonight? Y'all still fucking suck it. Have y'all had a good time tonight?
Yeah.
All right, I got a favor to ask. I know everybody back there don't give a damn what they're playing up here, but the last two nights we've got a chance to be around some folks that actually knew Toby Keith, and we've got to watch them be a little sad and deal with losing their friend. So I'm going to ask these boys right here, and it might take them a second to pick a song. But I would love for everybody to come up here to the stage, grab a red solo cup or whatever. And I want y'all to remember something. People like Toby Keith, they're going to be remembered in 30 years when a fucking Kane Brown isn't. When every other poppy-ass country shit, nobody's going to remember. They're going to remember Toby Keith. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all come up here. Y'all sing a song with us. And I know some of y'all might like that other shit. But this is the Raising Grace Rounds in the Josh Terry podcast, so I get to do what the fuck I want to right now. So, if you want to sing a Toby Keith song with everybody real fast and pay homage to one of the legends, please come up here real quick if you don't mind. Come on. Hey, if you don't like Toby Keith, I don't know why the fuck y'all in Nashville. That's all I can tell you. Brianne Young came up here. Come on, we're going to take a good video. We're going to tag everybody in it. The artist can get up here. Do y'all know which one of y'all want to sing together? And if y'all don't fucking sing along to this song, please, don't write country music. Don't
try to
sing it.
I know all y'all know it. All y'all know it.
Hey, and Mr. Sound Guy, as soon as they're done with this, just cut it. I'm not getting back up here. So y'all raise a little hell for Toby Keith, okay?
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I asked you twice and begged you pretty please,
She'd have said yes in a Nashville minute. He never tied the knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss and then rolled away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. Come on. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Go ahead.
Wish I had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding a shotgun for the Texas Ranger. Go ask young man, have you been told California's full of whiskey, liberals and gold, heading out all night underneath the stars, the cheer in my and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. Shouldn't learn to rope and ride. Wear my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Y'all ready to sing one for Tubman tonight? Come on.
Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. I'll be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Come on, y'all. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.